Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. President Vidya Devi Bhandari administers oath of office and secrecy to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. Existing ministers get continuity in new cabinet. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says government committed to treatment of patients and control of corona pandemic. Health and Population Ministry records 8,520 corona infection cases and 203 deaths in past 24 hours, and at least 119 people killed in Israel-Gaza violence. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says the government has been working to ensure necessary beds, doctors and equipment for the effective treatment and care of corona patients across the country. Assuming his office at Singh Darbar today, Prime Minister Oli directed Deputy Prime Minister, ministers and high-level government officials to ensure all the necessary medicines, doctors and equipment in all hospitals for the treatment of COVID-19. He also directed all to get mobilized using available state resources effectively to address the present crisis, saying the government has been working to mitigate the effect of the corona pandemic. Prime Minister Oli directed the officials to take stern actions against all those who are indulge in corruption even at the time of crisis on human existence, urging all oxygen plants to work in their full capacity and the hospitals to work with the sentiment of services. Prime Minister Oli vowed to work on behalf of people and the country. Earlier, President Vidya Devi Bhandari had administered the oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli amidst a program at Sital Nivas today. After taking oath of office and secrecy, the Prime Minister has continued with his earlier cabinet. President Bhandari also administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed Deputy Prime Minister and ministers. Likewise, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli administered the oath of office to the newly appointed state ministers. The newly appointed ministers have also assumed the office today itself. Assuming his office at Singh Darbar today, Deputy Prime Minister Isor Pokhrel said, now the government would remain totally focused on treatment of corona patients. He said the government would now focus on managing equipment, medicines and boosting the morale of health professionals. Also assuming his office at Finance Ministry today, Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Porel said the budget formulation is at final phase and vowed to formulate a budget that revives and gears up the economy marred by corona pandemic. He also promised to make the government efforts to fight corona pandemic more effective. While assuming his office today, Finance Minister Porel also approved the decision to provide 58.32 million rupees to Dadilthura Hospital, Patan Health Sciences Academy and Bheri Hospital for setting up oxygen plants and necessary pipelines. Likewise, assuming the office today, Communication and Information Technology Minister Parbat Gurung said he would remain committed to the Prime Minister's dream of national prosperity. He also said at the time of crisis across the world, all should get united, forgetting the past and face the present crisis. He further said several strategic plans had been forwarded during his tenure in the office and he had been reappointed for the continuation of the same. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has virtually inaugurated the newly constructed International Conference Centre at Godavari of Lalitpur, inaugurating the conference hall with a capacity of 3,000 seats, the largest in the country. Prime Minister Oli said The destabilizing forces in the country have decried the latest political situation as regression. He urges all to remain alert from all those who spread rumors of regression when their vested interests were not met. Highlighting the government's efforts on addressing the present crisis, Prime Minister Oli said efforts have been on to bring all oxygen plants in the country into operation to ensure a smooth supply of oxygen. This news comes to you from Reed in Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Hello.
Ke gardaichho?
Hamro biye ko shopping ko lagi aako ni baba mummy sanga.
E ho ra? Ani mero lagi ke kindaichho?
Baba mummy eti hununcha ke sochnu huncha hola wale? मलाई त कस्तो लाज लाग्छ भरे राति बोलौँ न ल
अहिले फ्री वाइफाई छ क्या अफिसमा बुझ न भरे कसरी गर्नु
मेरो हुनेवाला श्रीमानज्यूलाई यति पनि थाहा छैन कि क्या हो एनटिसीको अनलिमिटेड नाइट भोइस प्याक राति 10 बजेदेखि बिहान 6 बजेसम्म
अब
रात तपाईँको नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Health and Population Ministry reported 8,520 corona infection cases in the past 24 hours. With this, Nepal's corona infection cases have now crossed 439,600. The ministry has also reported 203 corona-related deaths in the same period, pushing the total deaths to 4,669. The ministry said the number of deaths also included the data shared by the Nepali Army's body disposal units. In the last 24 hours, more than 6,100 people have recovered from the infection. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba has urged the government to manage oxygen supply, ventilators, ICU beds and medicines for the treatment of corona patients. Issuing a statement today, Congress President Deuba said the corona pandemic had gone out of control and the government should set up the oxygen plants and PCR test centers even in rural areas. He also appealed the development partners and international agencies to provide aids to Nepal to face the present crisis. Urging all to follow health safety protocols strictly, Congress President Deuba asked the party rank and files to get engaged in the service of corona patients. The greatest festival of Muslim, Eid al-Fitr, is being marked across Nepal and South Asia today. The Muslim community marked this day as the end of Ramadan, the holy month. Muslim community marked the festival, exchanging greetings and enjoying delicacies. You are listening to Read in Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. Israel continued to bombard Gaza Strip with air strikes and artillery shells, ignoring international call for calm as it stepped up the deployment of troops and tanks near the besieged Palestinian enclave today. An Al Jazeera report mentions that at least 119 Palestinians, including 31 children, have been killed and more than 830 wounded since hostilities flared up on Monday. Meanwhile, hundreds of Palestinian families have taken shelters in UN-run schools in northern Gaza to escape Israeli artillery fire, with local reporting that the strip had experienced its most violent night ever. Despite international calls for an immediate halt of all hostilities, including from the United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres, Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pledged the offensive will continue as needed to restore calm in the state of Israel. Likewise, Hamas fired another barrage of rockets towards Israel, hitting the city of Ashkelon in early hours today. At least 6 Israelis and 1 Indian nationals are also reported to have been killed in the attack. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is possible at a few places of hilly regions of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Vidya Devi Bhandari administers oath of office and secrecy to Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli. Existing ministers get continuity in new cabinet. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli says government committed to treatment of patients and control of corona pandemic. Health and Population Ministry records 8,520 corona infection cases and 203 deaths in past 24 hours. And at least 119 people killed in Israel-Gaza violence. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.